This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth, and you can get this episode or any one of your previous episodes. Now to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we cover all important topics of personal finance. That goes over, when could you retire, how much you need for retirement, where your money's going. You're looking at taxes, investments, and estate planning, insurance, folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign. And we are currently offering, in this early part of 2018, we are offering a free financial assessment where we can go over all important topics of your specific financial situation, on questions that you have, on the things that you should be doing, what you can do to reduce taxes, whatever the case is. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. It's a $500 offer that we give to you at no cost for listening to the show. Heavily recommend taking advantage of it because now is the time to do it. Now is the time when markets are volatile. We just had a 12% drop in the market. Markets are no used to being volatile. And you should be so excited for a volatile market because that gives you opportunity. An opportunity gives you potential money making decisions, such as when to buy and when to sell. I'm not here trying to talk to you about when you should or try to time the market. It has nothing to do with that. It's understanding that the stock market gives opportunities. The stock market knows that people sell at the wrong times and people buy at the wrong times. But having a disciplined strategy and knowing when market falls, those are great opportunities. Now, the problem is most people don't have a full investment plan. Most people, too, buy individual stocks, these blue chip dividend paying stocks. And hey, as we saw from GE, General Electric, that was at $30, that's now at $15. Heck, that's almost where it was back in 2000. It's gone 20 years and GE has done nothing. So my point, not just picking on GE here, but the point is getting into a globally diversified portfolio is the only way to do it. And if you are not convinced of that, if that's something that you are not doing, you need to revisit your market strategy. Because what I'm about to tell you is how you could be making some great money on volatile markets. When markets are down, what do? You buy. You buy when markets are down. But here's the thing. If you kept buying into GE as it's dropping, you made nothing for 20 years. And the stock market, you could have had 8 times your money. So you need to understand the things that are available to you and the things that you should be doing. And if you need help with that, if that's something that you're not comfortable doing on your own, if you're working with somebody but you haven't spoke to them in a few months, especially with a new tax law and a 12% drop in the market here in February, then you need to talk to somebody who is more proactive and understands your full financial situation. Folks, give us a call. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's Falcon, WP.com for short. Folks, we're going to go and talk about what's going on in the stock market now. Now, it's very simple. It's actually a point of Falcon Wealth Planning is we try to keep everything simple. Heck, the motto of our company is planning made simple. So let's keep this simple. The stock market does one of three things. The first thing it can do is nothing. It could stay flat. That's very simple. Nobody cares for that. That's boring. That's what cash does. It stays flat. So first thing the stock market can do is nothing. The second thing the stock market can do is it can go up. And when it goes up, that's a very happy times for everybody. Everybody's making money. Economy's doing well. Those are opportunities to know the benefits of investing. The third thing the stock market can do is go down. Of course, go down. And here's the thing. That is actually a normal occurrence in the stock market that a lot of people are not fully aware of. So knowing that markets going down is not doomsday and it's not the end of the world is important. It's important to know what comes next after knowing the market does these three things. It's knowing the three opportunities that you can do when the market goes up, stays the same, which is flat, or goes down. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And right now we are talking about the stock market volatility and what to do when the market goes down and what to do when it goes up and what to do when it's flat. But we're going to focus more on the ups and downs of the market because that's when action is needed. Now, here's the thing. You don't know when it's going to go up, and you don't know when it goes down. Nobody knows that. Anybody who claims they know that are crazy, truly mental problems, or they're liars. They're trying to take advantage of you so they can sell you their strategy or investment, which is a joke because it's never been able to happen. Nobody has ever been able to, in the history of the stock market, been able to do two things. Number one, time markets, knowing when to buy, knowing when to sell. Number two, choosing individual stock. Nobody has been ever able to, including Warren Buffett, no one has ever been able to consistently predict those two things. So for that reason is knowing that a globally diversified portfolio is the proper way to invest your money. The importance of knowing that is step one in building a disciplined, solid, and profitable portfolio. Where that portfolio will always predict, think about that, always be able to take advantage of market volatility. That's a hard thing. You don't say always in this industry. Because here's the thing. Can an index go to zero? I mean, I'm going to say no, but can it? I mean, theoretically, can an index, can the top 500 companies in America go to zero? I mean, okay, I guess. Okay, so they all go bankrupt out of business. But at that point, who cares about money? You got 40% unemployment. Your new retirement plan is canned goods and ammunition. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to bank on it going to zero versus taking advantage of what you should be doing. And knowing that when the market drops 12%, by the way, it's a third of what happened in 2008 when in February, when the market dropped 12%, it happened so fast. Some of you were on vacation. Some of you were like sleeping, hibernating, whatever the case is, after the Super Bowl or whatever. But it's knowing that markets rebound and knowing to take advantage of that. I'm not saying to predict a market drop. Some of you do quarterly rebalancing. Some of you rebalance your portfolios or these robo-advisors that you guys are paying dirt cheap for. You're doing these robo-advisors that are buying and selling on your behalf for a fraction of the cost. Well, guess what, folks? You just, even if you were paying 1% to 2% a year in management fees, you lost out on probably 1 to 2 years of paying that high fee because those robo-advisories did not do anything at that time. So, knowing that taking advantage of market volatility is key. Drops in the market make you money over time. There's no doubt I'm saying drops in the market won't lose you money. You're going to lose. This 12% drop, everybody lost. Everybody's portfolios went down in value. I mean, even us, people who manage money as part of our company's operation, we're not happy with markets dropping. We're not happy with people losing money because guess what? If we get a percentage off our clients' assets and we're managing hundreds of millions of dollars, then yes, we lose too. Everybody loses together and we're not in this to lose, we're in this to make, but we know what those drops in the market. If those drops didn't happen, then we would not be able to make as much money. Think about that. We need market drops to make you, which in turn makes us, more money because we get to buy in lower. And then when it rebounds back up to its normal price, you sell it back to where it was. So taking advantage of these opportunities is key. So what I want to go over after this next break is what should have happened in late 2017 and early 2018. Because here's the thing, the stock market went up 20% in 2017. So you couldn't just ride that wave up. You shouldn't have just rode that wave up. Because if you did, then now you're taking on more risk than you originally agreed. Unless you're like 18 to maybe 35 and you're investing like an 18 to 35 year old and you got still a few decades away until retirement. Those people probably are the only ones who have an argument. But if you have a diversified portfolio where bonds is an important portion of that, then those people should have taken action. That's why I'm saying you have to take advantage of increases and decreases in the market. Well, when the market goes up, you have to take advantage of that and take your gains off the table. And for those who did nothing, for those who advisory firms did nothing, those are the shame on you moments because you need to capture. You cannot be greedy. You have to capture your gains or you're taking on more risk than you originally agreed on. And sadly, I see that more times than not. So what I want to talk about in the breaks are the things you should have been doing and even still can do because the market increased so much in 2017. And then what you could have done, assuming you are proactive on your account here in 2000 and early 18. Folks, stay with us. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We are talking about all important topics of personal finance, and today we're talking about market volatility and the things that you should be doing in your account, the things that you should be taking advantage of when the market goes up, when it goes down, when the markets are doing great like it did in 2017 where the market went up 20%, and what happened here in February of 2018 when the market dropped 12%. And these are opportunities for you to take advantage of market volatility. If you don't do that, you're just riding the wave. And heck, nothing's wrong with riding the wave. But instead of just riding the wave, it would be nice to steer in that ocean, to steer yourself through the waves and take advantage of when markets are up or down. Yet again, we are not talking about market timing. We're not talking about market timing at all. We are talking about being opportunistic because knowing if your portfolio has certain characteristics of stocks and bonds, if you're half in stocks, half of bonds, well, if the market goes up really fast, now you have more stocks and bonds, which means you're taking more risk than you originally planned. And it's the same thing when the market drops. If the market drops, now you have less stocks, which means you have more bonds, which means, yet again, you're being more conservative than you originally planned. So all I'm talking about is resetting your original allocation. And if you need help doing this, if this is something that you're maybe a little too complicated or you don't have the time for it, you don't like it, or whatever the case is, folks, give us a call. That's why firms like us exist. If this seems like a big chore for you, well, you know what? You can pass that chore off to us. That's what we do. We help people who don't want to do this. We have all offices all across Southern California. We have a free financial assessment that we are offering that we typically charge $500 for, and you can take advantage of it. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So understanding the things that you need to do are vital, because what happened in 2017 when the stock market went up 20%, client portfolios went up, which is fantastic. But then yet again, if the stock side went up aggressively, that means you're taking more risk than you need to. So what you need to do, assuming you have half stocks and half bonds, you need to sell your stocks that you made so much money on and buy the bonds. That technique, what I just highlighted, is called a rebalance. You need to rebalance. Some people don't ever rebalance. Some people rebalance annually. Some people rebalance quarterly. What I'm suggesting that you do is rebalance as needed. As the portfolio shifts, you should do it. Now, what is an amount of, which is a 5%, 10%, 20%? What is a shift that you should wait for to rebalance your portfolio? I have no idea. It depends on the situation. I think a stock market going up 20% is quite aggressive for it to go down or to go up, and that warrants a rebalance. I also think in February of 2018, when the market dropped 12% in a week, that's a pretty sharp, fast decline of 12%. And by the way, 12% is almost one third of what happened in all of 2008. So for that reason, I would agree and state that a rebalance is warranted at that time as well. So in 2017, in January, the beginning of the 2018, our firm did a rebalance of clients away from stocks into bonds. Not because we thought the market was going to drop, and oh, by the way, it did. But not because of that, because our clients just made too much money too fast. In a year's period, in 2017, they made 20%. That's a lot of money. If you had $1 million, that's $1.2 million. Listen, that's fantastic. We're not upset by it, but we made too much money too quick. So we had to take our gains off the table. And that's what we did. And that's what we recommend that you should have done, and everybody should have done, assuming they were invested in a globally diversified portfolio. Now, what happened in February is the market dropped. Like I just stated, dropped 12%. What do you think the recommendation is to do at that time? The recommendation at that time is to buy. Buy low at that time. The goal is to buy on sale. Now, we didn't. Now, and that's exactly what we did. Now, the market dropped 12%. Of course, we can't time the market. You can't time the market. Here at Falcon Wealth Planning, we bought in around 10% drop. We had no clue that it could have stopped or even kept going down. The point is if we like the market at almost 27,000, we better like it at 24,000. So we bought in. And so that rebalance is vital to do, because that is part of being proactive. There's a lot of indicators that wouldn't recommend that you bought in at that time. But knowing that the market dropped yields opportunity. And that's what I recommend that you do. I recommend everybody do that. You have to stay proactive on your account, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And if your advisor didn't do it, if he or she did not do it, that's where you really have to question your relationship with them. Because at that point, what are they really managing? By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're going over all important topics of personal finance, and today we are talking about the market volatility and the way you should act and the way you should react and truly stay proactive of what's going on. Because the market's going up and down offer opportunities. Now, you being in a globally diversified portfolio is a key to making sure this is successful. That's not just the large cap USA. What is large cap? That's large capitalization. Well, what is that? That's like the large companies, okay? And most people I see out there are invested just in large cap USA, which is not diversification. Most people have over 70% of their assets in the S&P 500 type investments, the top 500 companies in America. And it doesn't even matter if they have mutual funds. And the reason they have, or these target date funds, the reason they have that is if you just take the top 50 companies in the S&P 500, just the top 50 companies, it represents over 50% of the overall stock market. The top 100 companies represent 60%. The top 500 in the S&P 500 is roughly 77% of the overall stock market. That's an issue. because you mostly have everything just in large cap USA. But what I'm trying to tell you is that's one piece of the pie. S&P 500 is just one slice of your pie because you still have mid caps, you still have small caps, you still have international, you still have developed markets, you still have emerging markets, and you still have growth and value sub indices as well. It's so important to know that your pie that you have is so diversified. And at that point of having differences between growth and value tilts is because you are creating volatility at that point. For example, if you have the S&P 500 by itself, that's the large cap USA, large companies USA, top 500 of them. Well, if you just have that, you're going to ride that wave, whether it goes up or down. Versus having some in large cap growth and some in large cap value. They go in different directions. Look at the indices. Look at Morningstar. Folks, they move in different directions sometimes, which allows you to take what you made money on and sell it. That which seems weird. Let me stop there. What do you mean sell what I made money on? Sell my winner and buy my loser? Are you crazy? Are you mad? Why would you ever make such a silly recommendation? Well, think about it. You are doing what every investor of all time wants to do. Sell high and buy low. That's an important concept that cannot be forgotten. If you had the S&P 500, you wouldn't have that opportunity. But by having large cap growth and large cap value, it would allow you to have that opportunity to take advantage of market volatility. You are creating volatility. You still went up the same amount. You still went down the same amount. But you made money or lost money. But having two subcategories allows you to sell high and buy low. And folks, if you need help with this, if this is something where you want to build your own portfolio, you want to question the one that you have, you want to see if you're diversified, you want to make sure you're avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, give us a call. We're offering a free financial assessment where we can do this to you at no cost. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put this together for you. We can help identify if you are properly diversified, if your portfolio is ready and can sustain and can capitalize off this type of market volatility that will happen. It's inevitable for it to happen. It's normal for it to happen. Markets going up and down are normal. The thing is, the trend's just up. And those who are just waiting for the market to crash, keep waiting. You've been waiting since 2009. I would argue in February of 2018, the market just dropped 12%, a third of what happened in 2008. What were you waiting for? There was your opportunity and you missed it. And even people fully invested missed it because they were not proactive. They did not take advantage of that. And I'm not talking about being a day trader here. I'm talking about taking advantage of market volatility. It makes you money long term. You're the winner long term, and you have to act. And if you don't act, then you're just a reaction-based investor. When you hear news, that's when you act. And most of those people, when that happens, they sell when the market's low, and they buy when the market's high. It's like people wanting to buy Bitcoin at its all-time high. Now look, it's under 10,000 when it was at 20,000. These are the things you need to be aware of. Do not be fooled of what's out there. Market yields opportunity. Do not be afraid to act. If that's something you need help with that, not that you're afraid, but you might be unsophisticated because you don't do this every day. We do this every day. This is our job. This is our trade. This is our passion. Hire us. Give us a call. Try us out. Take advantage of a free financial assessment. Whatever the case is, you need to act. And act now. This is why we're offering that free financial assessment where we typically charge $500. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, this was a fast, fast show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones, where you can get this episode and any one of our previous episodes. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation where we can relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend where we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.